Hello everyone, and welcome to today's 15 minutes of. And today we will talk about benefits of TRE with our dear friend Julian, who we met at the Body Mind Spirit Fair in Bangkok earlier this year. That was that was very nice. And today Julian will share a little bit about his TRE experience with Simba, and I will hand it over to you, Simba.
Yeah. So welcome, Julian. Very nice for you to join us and to
time
with us this morning. So we met, it was in February, if I'm not mistaken, that this fair was, right?
Yeah, I believe. So it seems like a long time ago already. Yeah.
So what would you say you were kind of looking for, like, you know, whenever... Like in me personally, if I go to a fair like that, there's usually something I'm looking for, you know, there's something that I want to do, you know, you don't have to share all the details, but like in general, like there's usually like an urge of something, right? That we're looking to find a healer or a practitioner or, you know, what would you say your ambition was coming in there or?
Yeah, I can tell you a little bit about it. So like I went through some personal difficulties, and I would say that led to my health being worse. And yeah, I really felt at the worst points in terms of like health. I had a lot of like eczema, and that flares up when I just feel bad and also emotionally, and it's all related. And I was actively looking for other ways to heal. And I've tried a lot of stuff. I find the mind, body, spirit fair is just very interesting to me, like the field that I'm working in. But also, for health, I thought I could find someone who can help me heal. And interesting thing is that day, I didn't feel like going because my health was too bad at that day, but I decided to go anyway and then just see who I could meet and like what be open for the get inspiration and see what happens basically.
Beautiful.
So yeah. Then I was at some bio resonance machine at some point, and all kinds of like talking to all these people, and there I remember like meeting you, Sima. You came over and we spoke a bit, and later we did the breathwork session that you hosted together, and that was also an interesting experience for me.
Amazing. And then after the fair, you joined our online classes, the TRE classes, and if I'm not mistaken, that was the first time you were practicing TRE or were kind of introduced to the modality.
Correct. So it was the I never heard about it, and I'm surprised I never heard about it. I think I spoke with some people after about it because of my experiences, and people don't know, which is very interesting to me. But the reason why I thought, okay, this is something I want to do as well, is because I had such a good experience with the breathwork at the Mind Body Spirit Fair. It was a very beautiful experience for me. So then you told me about the live classes that you're doing, and I thought, let's just join these. I got nothing to lose, and let's see what happens. It seems fun exploring this, and let's see where it can go.
Amazing. And what would you say, like, coming into this, right? Like, some people, if you know what you do, what you're going into, people do research, and I kind of got the feeling you did some research, but you kind of plunged into it. What would you say was your initial experience coming in and trying TRE for the first time?
I'll be honest, like, it's at the beginning, it's like all new, and you think, okay, what is this, like, this weird exercises, like with the feet, like going left and right. It seems so almost useless if you're used to doing more high intensity sports and maybe weightlifting, or like, what are you even doing? Like, does it even make sense to do that, right? But that builds up, and then when you're actually having the tremoring and then later feeling what's happening, it's very interesting to experience. And yeah, I would say that's the initial experience of getting into it.
Beautiful. And what would you say, like, benefit wise, right? Like, because we've done a few sessions and you got them to the point where you could practice it safely on your own, and, you know, getting that clarity and that feedback through. So what would you say, like, what have you experienced as a benefit to doing that practice, right, since you started practicing TRE?
Yeah, I would say different things. One of them, the relaxation part. And I noticed that during one of the sessions we did together. And I told you at that time that I was not aware that I could be so relaxed, that my body could have so much experience, so much relaxation. And that's, yeah, I could just not recall that. And I think a big one is as well the awareness of, yeah, the amount of relaxation or like tension that is in my body. And I think I've lived, yeah, my whole life with a lot of tension, and becoming aware of it, where the tension is, and yeah, that's such a big thing, because you can control it more, like play with it more, and see, yeah, just having this increased awareness about it. I think that's great. And of course, I'm still at the beginning of this journey, so it's getting awareness, but that's already been huge for me. So
amazing. And kind of like, what was like the experience, like, since we did a few sessions, you know, sometimes the tremors, they start in the legs, and sometimes they start to walk up the body. And that's kind of what I remember a little bit as we were doing the practice. That, you know,
yeah,
you know, how, could you share a little bit about that if you want? Like, how was it to start to notice other body parts moving? Because, like, if I do exercise with the legs and they shake, that kind of makes sense. But if the rest of the body starts to move, that might not be as natural for all of us, how that correlates.
Yeah, I would say, like, the first session, I believe that just the legs were like tremoring a bit, and that was like very interesting for me already. Okay, like, what's happening, and like, it goes automatically. And then only later I realized, like, the full potential, probably not even, right, but like, that's other parts of the body can also tremor. And actually, I think we needed, like, or I needed a few sessions to get there, basically, because, yeah, to understand, like, how it works, and to being able to let go, and then seeing, okay, this part is also going to tremor. Okay, that's interesting. And that also shows the amount of tension that there is, or was, or, yeah, sometimes is in the body. And it's, yeah, it was an interesting one.
Beautiful. Have you noticed any, like, other benefits in your life, kind of like outside the sessions? You mentioned, like, the awareness and the relaxation, but have you been able to notice anything that shifted outside of your life as you started to do this on a regular basis?
Yeah, so I'm doing a lot of things to increase my health, right? And yeah, a big part of that is naturally not only going hard on things and like putting pressure on myself, maybe with like some sports that I do, but having these kind of exercises to balance it out is great. And I would say it leads to more balance overall in life, being able to do this now and then, I can build like more consistency with it, and that would help me more. And yeah, a big benefit that I have experienced since I met you guys, and I've been working hard on that as well, is that I feel more in control about the health. So when I met you, I also had the eczema in my face a lot, and experienced a lot of fatigue that really that I had to sleep sometimes at 7:30 or 7 because it was just getting so bad. And now, I have much more energy, basically, and I enjoy life much more when health is good. And obviously, it's very nice to have like a more clean face instead of like having an itchy face and like having all this fatigue and negative emotions and thoughts that come with it if you experience that. That's also a thing that I really became more aware of, that when health is not good, it's so much more difficult to enjoy the rest of life and like enjoy, have the emotions that you want to have all the time, basically. So those practices have definitely helped.
Yeah, and it's amazing, right? Because we actually, when we met at the fair, we had a completely different tool there. Like I was offering one-on-one sessions, like stomach massage and then doing breath work. And then when we met online, we started with a completely new tool. So, you know, it takes a lot of trust, I would say, too, right? To kind of just try something new like that, especially on, I mean, we all know now you can do more or less anything online that you can do in person, but I'm really appreciative for that, you know, for that trust to really go in and try something new like this and to do it online the first time. You know, it's quite a big step, but also really happy to see that, you know, you felt the benefits and the awareness and result. And like you say, it's an ongoing practice, right? The more we kind of practice this, the more we will be connected to ourselves and body will show you kind of what goes on. Who would you kind of recommend this for, like from your experience, like who would you say like, hey, you should try this, this might help you?
Yeah, that's a really good question, by the way, because I have been recommending this to so many people, but then okay, join these live sessions as well, because I tell them what I experienced, but people don't usually do that automatically. They really need a few touch points or like an experience like I had on a mind body spirit for, I guess, to trust that. But I was for myself, like, I'm working a lot on my business, right? So I like that. I like to work hard on things, but then if you do that, I believe you need to balance it out with other types of exercises. And this is really great for that. To release the tension. So that's definitely one thing for all people that are experiencing stress in their jobs or business, I guess. And I believe there's also a part of the, if you're dealing with some emotional issue or trauma. And my relationship ended like last year, and there was a lot of like things going on that I was still struggling with, and the breathwork and theory helped me with that. And I was very surprised by these tools and how powerful they are. And so I would definitely recommend them to people who are struggling like emotionally or in any way like that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's so good.
No worries.
Thank you so much for sharing and joining us today. And we're really happy that we met you at the fair. It's been so great to see your transformation, because it was really, you shared that as when we met also at the fair, that you weren't doing very well and that you weren't feeling good at all. And I haven't seen you. You've only been working with Simba. And I mean, your energy and your skin and I can feel that there is something deep that has shifted inside of you. So it's just beautiful to see. And thank you so much for joining us and sharing about it.
No worries. I'm really happy to share it because, yeah, I've been helped a lot with this. And yeah, I also told the same on the sessions, like, okay, I can share my experience basically. And yeah.
Yeah,
I'm really happy to share this because I believe it's underrated and more people should be aware of it.
Yeah, thank you so much. And anyone who's joining or watching, if you are interested in starting to do TRE with Simba or us, there's many ways. We have many different options. There's different private sessions and group activities. And we also have a TRE provider program starting in October this year. And if you can also keep your eyes open for module ones. So we will have a lot of different things going on with the TRE during this year. So if you're interested, send us a message and we can discuss what way and what setup is the best one for you. So yeah, thank you so much, Julian. Have a good day and see you soon.
Thank you. See you soon.
Bye.